The Holy Gospel of our Lord according to St. John. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Chapter 13. Before the festival day of the Pasch, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And when supper was done, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, knowing that the Father had given him all things into his hand, and that he came from God and goeth to God, he riseth from supper, and layeth aside his garments, and having taken a towel, girded himself. After that he putteth water into a basin, and began to wash the feet of the disciples, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. He cometh therefore to Simon Peter, and Peter saith to him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly, and you are clean, but not all. For he knew who he was that would betray him, therefore he said, You are not all clean. Then after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, being set down again, he said to them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For if I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you do also. Amen, amen, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is the apostle greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, you shall be blessed if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me shall lift up his heel against me. At present I tell you, before it comes pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you shall betray me. The disciples therefore looked one upon another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him and said to him, Who is it of whom he speaketh? He therefore, leaning on the breast of Jesus, saith to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall reach bread dipped. And when he had dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the morsel, Satan entered into him. And Jesus said to him, That which thou dost, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew to what purpose he said this unto him. For some thought, because Judas had the purse, that Jesus said to him, Buy those things which we have need of for the festival day, or that he should give something to the poor. He therefore, having received the morsel, went out immediately, and it was night. When he therefore was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God also will glorify him in himself, and immediately will he glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So I say to you now, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, whither thou goest? Jesus answered, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow hereafter. Peter said to him, Why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thee. Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for me? Amen, amen, I say to thee, the cock shall not crow till thou deny me thrice. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. So here is the Last Supper, and it's interesting that St. John, who laid his head on the chest of Christ, does not mention the Last Supper. We have John chapter 6, where St. John teaches that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood. And unlike Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they give a detailed account of Christ instituting the blessed sacrament of his body and blood. Here it is omitted. It's almost assumed as if we know what happened. But he gives us another detail, that he takes or lays aside his formal garments and girds a towel, and then he washes the feet of the apostles. And when he comes to Peter, Peter says, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And our Lord gives a good teaching here, that we're made clean. And I think this refers to baptism, but only the feet need to be clean. And why the feet? The feet is what touches earth. It is what's earthly, what's dusty, what's dirty. And we do need to repeatedly clean our feet. How do we do that? We do that by attending the Supper of the Lord, which is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The holy sacrifice of the Mass cleanses us from all venial sins. If we have mortal sins, we have to go to confession and receive sacramental absolution from a priest. But the Eucharist in itself does extend the forgiveness of sins. So does holy water. So we're constantly needing cleansing. And Christ says, you have to be cleansed. You have to be cleansed. And he's preparing them for the Passion. Now, Peter boasts, this is later, it's the very end, I'm going to go with you. How can I not follow thee? I'm going to lay down my life for you. And Jesus says, you're going to lay your life down for me? Amen, amen, I say to thee, the cock shall not crow till thou deny me thrice. Three times. Just a parting word here about the washing of the feet in the traditional Roman rite. So before Vatican II, and even before that, when Bugnini changed the Holy Week between 1951 and 1955, the ritual of washing the feet was not done in Mass. It was usually done after the Holy Thursday Mass. And in Rome, it was performed by the Pope, originally on the feet of 12 poor priests. However, in the time of Gregory the Great, Gregory on Maundy Thursday, and by the way, it's called Maundy Thursday, Mandatum Thursday, because he gives a new mandatum, a new commandment. Gregory the Great was washing the feet of the 12 poor priests. And when he finished the 12, there was a 13th man there who was beautiful and radiant, and he washed his feet. And then immediately afterwards, that man was gone. He disappeared. And it was revealed to him that he had washed the feet of Christ himself. And because of that, in Rome, I don't know when this practice ended, but it went on for centuries, the Pope would wash the feet of 13 to commemorate Gregory the Great mystically somehow washing the feet of Christ. And Gregory the Great died in 604. So it's an ancient, ancient custom. And in medieval England, and even up until the 1900s, I was reading this book here. It's a great book, Blessed Charles of Austria. Wonderful book. But even in this book, it shows that the emperors of Austria were washing the feet of the poor. The emperor would wash the feet of the 12 men and give them money and give them food. And then I believe, I might have this wrong, I think the empress would wash the feet of 12 poor women and give them each money, gold, and food for their homes. So this became a sign of the highest people in Christian culture. The Pope, the bishops, and the kings and the emperors would wash the feet of the poorest. And it's a sign that we are called to serve those who are poorest among us. And I think during Advent and also during Lent, we should be giving alms generously. We should be caring for the poor. It's one of the signs that we are truly disciples of Jesus Christ. If we don't give alms to the poor, we don't care for the poor, we have to ask ourselves, are we truly disciples of Christ? Are we truly trying to do what Jesus taught in John chapter 13? So I think this is a call to all of us, especially as we celebrate this Advent time, to give extra alms to those who are poor and those who are less fortunate. All right, well, thanks for watching. I appreciate all of you listening along to John's gospel, and I hope it's fruitful and helpful. Even though we're in Advent, we're going to now shift here in John's gospel and enter into the Passion. And it's a good reminder that Christmas, the incarnation, leads us ultimately to the foot of the cross and to the resurrection. That's what we're going to see in John's gospel here pretty soon in the next few chapters. So pray that rosary every day. If you don't pray the rosary daily, you're not on the team. Read the Bible every day. This is a good way. If you don't want to read, you can listen along and attend the traditional Latin Mass. And what else? Oh, yeah. Fathers, make sure you read the nativity stories of the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke to your children every day. And we'll close in an Ave Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. Happy Advent.